mean, we said we were going to start at 10:44.
Yeah, we did.
Here it is, 10:45.
10:45, Gorman.
Gorman's just now strolling in.
Yeah. Maybe a little professionalism.
Still waiting for it at this room.
Maybe poop before the show.
Good afternoon, gamblers. What, Gorman?
I'm a man of, you know, I like things in an orderly fashion. I've never heard two woos on this open.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with
it's
it.
A first for everything.
There's nothing wrong with it. Just because Gumpy's here and he shows energy. Sorry.
No. Don't come down on me. I like the song, boys. I like what you add to it. I'm saying it's that kind of positive Tuesday.
This is going to be a good one is what you're saying.
Oh, so you're saying it's okay.
Yeah. We give you this, but we gave you that.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You're welcome. We are back.
Double woos.
We are back. It's been a few days. Our last episode was last Thursday.
It's been a while.
Go ahead.
I don't know. That's all.
No,
I fucking know.
You know, of course. We are back. We are off this week as far as our NFL team previews. And I think probably the week of 4th of July, we'll probably be off with those as well. That's why it's 32 teams, 32 days-ish. If you're not familiar with the NFL, a lot of the beat writers go on vacation after OTAs. So this week and next week, not a lot of time for those. So
hey, we'll call them at the beach. They can talk about their teams.
No. You know, that's the worst thing. You think those people want to talk to us while they're at the fucking beach about their teams?
Let them know.
On their vacation?
Just let them know.
They're going to be drunk.
Gump and I are here.
They're going to be off their game.
Well, no. I mean, the drunk part would probably actually be fucking better. They'd probably be more honest. So that'll come back. So as far as this week's concerned, we're just going to go through the picks. We're going to do what we do best. We're going to hand out winners. I'll be honest. I don't remember what our best bets were from Thursday, and we didn't do any on Friday.
We were kind of busy. It was a travel day.
We've been gone. If you guys came out to the shows, Pittsburgh, Cincy, Columbus, you guys were fucking awesome.
Awesome.
Appreciate you for that. Check out today's Pat McAfee Show 2.0. It's a conversation with Maurice Corrette and our Q&A with Columbus. And then Thursday on that show will be Pittsburgh and Cincy with Shazier and Pac-Man.
Not bad.
So check out those then.
Heck of a lineup.
Great lineup, Gorman. Great fucking lineup. Do you have any lineups for today? Like, do you feel good about bets today?
I do. I don't feel good about any. I'm rained out in the Major League Baseball circuit.
What else is new?
Yeah, but I do have some. So I got to get back on track personally, speaking for myself. That includes the WNBA, and I am going College World Series.
College World Series tonight,
yeah.
Oh, I suspect a homer pick coming. Let's get into it today. We're not going to do the right side. Because we haven't been here. So let's just jump straight into best bets. Gumpy is our guest, so we're going to let him go first. Best bet today, Kyle Gump Gathcart.
Max Scherzer for the Nationals, -0.5, first five against the Marlins.
What do you think Scherzer's just like, now that he's broken his nose, he's back, he's good?
He came out 7 innings, 4 hits, 10 Ks with a broken nose. It was the third highest his fastball had been clocked at in his career starts last game. He's got to keep rolling tonight.
Okay, Toddy boy, what do you like?
I got two here. I'm going to
flip
go.
A coin.
I'm going to go with the under at 9.5.
Okay.
The Royals at Cleveland.
Okay.
The under is 12-3 when Shane Bieber starts for the Indians. He's 6-3, 3.86 ERA. Glenn Sparkman is coming off a hot one against the Twins. He only allowed one run over 7 innings. I'm feeling good about a low total here. Go the under. 9.5 runs is a good line.
Fucking Glenn Sparkman. If there's anyone I trust, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
It's him. Gorms, what do you got, buddy?
We are going to the College World Series tonight for the best bet. Vanderbilt down 0-1 in a best-of-3 series against Michigan Wolverines. Michigan Wolverines, that Cinderella College World Series team. They shouldn't be where they are, but they are in the championship series. Vanderbilt's throwing Kumar Rocker, who threw a no-hitter just over a week ago.
Not terrible.
Mm-hmm. Big 6'6 guy, lanky, going to be playing in the show soon. Tim Corbin, the head coach, will walk into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying it.
Are you worried about the tendonitis he's been complaining about?
Tim Corbin, he just coaches, so I don't even worry about him. You know what I mean? No, not at this stage of the game. This big horse is going to be throwing tonight.
Let's go.
I am taking Vanderbilt minus the 1.5,
okay.
Minus the 190. Whatever you want. Vanderbilt and Tim Corbin gets it done tonight, and we have a showdown tomorrow night for all the marbles. Michigan will end up winning this and continue.
So?
Yeah, but in game three. Tonight, Vanderbilt gets the W. That's my best bet.
That is a good bet. I thought you were going to go homer, but you did not.
Nope.
I'm very, very proud of you. Very, very proud of you.
They're kind of both my teams. I lived a mile from Vanderbilt's campus. Used to walk out there when I lived
in
Nashville.
You can't claim every single team.
I'm not, but these two, if it's College World Series, they are college baseball. They're my top
you're right.
two.
You're not. Did you ever go to a Commodores game?
Oh, a ton of them, yeah. Yeah.
Nice stadium.
Sundays were great. I would just walk over there in about the second inning. Tickets always available. Didn't have to deal with the parking and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful.
Nice.
Loved it.
You know, you're a class act, man.
What do you mean?
I just said you're a class act.
I appreciate it.
You know, just supporting these student athletes.
Have to, yeah. It's fun entertainment.
All right, my best bet for today, I'm going A's and the St. Louis Cardinals. Those are two Major League Baseball teams. I'm going under the first five for these two teams.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me why.
The A's are 23rd. In the league since May 17th. Don't ask why I picked that date in my date range today.
Okay.
May 17th, they are 23rd versus right-handed pitching during that time frame. And then the St. Louis Cardinals are 29th in that same time frame versus right-hand pitchers. So not great.
In the last month, not great.
No. In the last month, right. Not great. They're going against Chris Bassitt and Jack Flaherty, who are both capable major league pitchers with ERAs under 4. So I'm going to go with the under first five for those two teams tonight. That's just going to be my best bet.
There you go.
And I just don't understand why you're questioning it, Jeffrey.
No, I'm not. I love to hear why, you guys, especially when it comes to Major League Baseball. I can't hit a bull in the ass with a banjo.
That's
when it
not
comes,
true.
I can. Not when
I
it
mean,
comes
that's
to
not
baseball.
True. You've been fine.
Not on baseball. So
you've
I listen been, to you and Toddy when it comes to
well,
that.
Well, I've been well, losing I mean, my ass, but I'm coming back here. I mean, it's peaks and valleys, you know?
Peaks and valleys, baby. I mean, if we lost yesterday, there's a damn good chance we're winning today.
You're right.
I mean, and if there's a, and if we won today, it's a damn good chance that we're going to lose tomorrow. I mean, that's just kind of how betting works. So that's what I'm going. I'm going with the under five, first five in that game. Let's just keep rolling baseball. What do we got? Any other picks here, boys? Gumpy, you want to go?
I have Minnesota plus a half.
The Twins?
Yeah, Blake Snell for Tampa Bay, ever since he came back to the DL, has been awful. Mm-hmm. Last outing in New York, 0.1 of an inning with 6 earned.
Uh-huh.
The time before that, 3 innings, 4 earned. Kyle Gibson's going for the Twins.
Gibson's throwing for the Twins?
He's back?
Kyle.
Oh,
Kyle.
My bad.
Cool. Well, that
would have been a great sign. Put people good. In the seats.
He is 7-4. He's got a nice record. The Twins have been sliding on the first fives lately, but I expect them to come back tonight.
There was always going to be a regression on the Twins. I mean, they were hot, but that doesn't mean that you still don't play it.
Show favorite.
Toddy boy, what do you got, buddy?
I got Milwaukee first five money line.
Okay.
For Seattle. Zach Davies, that's all you got to say. Zach Davies is on
great.
The hill, and you know he's 1.89 ERA at night. This mm-hmm. game is at night. Marco Gonzalez starts for Seattle. He's 8-6, 4.38 ERA, but a 6.75 ERA over the last 30.
Yeah, not great.
So let's go with Davies here. This is a no-brainer.
You got money line or run line?
Money line.
Money line.
You all right with that one, Gorm?
You okay with that one, Gorm?
Oh, yeah.
Against the Mariners?
Sure.
Are you okay with that against the Mariners?
Hey, they were my team, and then I kind of stepped off their big ship. So.
All right, one of Tony's picks here, I'm going Phillies minus the 150 against the Mets. The Mets as an organization are just an absolute dumpster fire right now. The manager's trying to fight the media. Starting pitchers are trying to fight the media. The manager's days could be numbered. They're not playing great right now. Phillies are not playing great either. They went on a nice little losing streak, but they won one last night against the Mets, 13-7.
Ooh, 20 runs.
Arrieta's on the mound, so I got a little bit of confidence in Arrieta. And then the...
I'll double stamp that one too.
Oh, you're gonna double stamp this?
You got Walker Lockhart on the mound for the Mets.
Yeah, yeah.
2.1 innings pitched this year. What do you think his ERA is?
23-something.
23.
Yeah. Trust me. If you think I'm gonna pick a game and I didn't know what the ERA was for the starting pitcher, his first start was he's got one start this year. He pitched 2.1 innings. He gave up 6 runs in 2 innings. So he's back on the mound tonight. There's no indication his second start's going to be any better, so I'm going to take the Phillies money line there, -150. It's not a terrible price to get a money line there.
Driving back down to the minors.
Yeah, just fucking get.
What are you doing up here?
Put him on the bus. Don't even give him a ride. Hop on the bus. Greyhound.
And then my last baseball pick, I am going Atlanta and the Cubs over. Is that Gorms? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine by me. Okay, cool. Boys, keep preaching. This is baseball. This is your world.
I'm going Atlanta and Cubs over. The reason I'm going over is Adbert Alize. He got called up last week or 2 weeks ago, and his first start was actually pretty good. But 6 years in the minors, he just got called up, and the Braves are number six versus right-handed pitchers since that May 17th date that I chose to use. So I like the Braves to get some runs here. And then Max Fried, who was incredible at the beginning of the year, now has a 6.6 ERA in June. He's starting to hit that little rookie second-year wall. So I'm going to go with the over, Atlanta and Cubs over.
Nice,
is
Tony.
What I'm going with.
I like that.
Boys, what else do you got?
I got the Rangers money line at Detroit. The Rangers are 15-7 when they are the favorite. Detroit is starting Jordan Zimmerman. He's 0-4, 6.03.
Makes a boatload of money too, Todd. I don't like it.
Yeah, he's overpaid. Rangers have Jesse Chavez, 2-2, 3.18 ERA. I like this one. The Rangers are hot to 3 over their last 4 they've won. Detroit is on a 4-game losing streak. Look for number 5. Book it.
I like it, Todd. Gump, you got any more?
I got one more.
Okay, go
Cleveland
for it.
-0.5, first five. Bieber on the mound, 6-3 with a 3.86.
He's say sorry.
He's been good to me all year. I got a ride with him against Kansas City tonight.
All right, so who had the Royals?
I had the under 9.5.
Okay, yeah, we're good there. By the way, I normally don't do this. That Braves Cubs game. The over-under was 12, so...
Good Lord!
It's quite a high number that I'm fucking putting
on. Bet against Vegas on that
one. I saw that last night, over-under first five, 6.5.
Dude, it's at 7 now.
Leicester last night, 2-0 going into the bottom of the 5th. Cubs put up 5 runs before the Braves got a fucking out.
I know, I normally don't. If it's 12, I'm normally just going to take under for the sake of 12's a ridiculous number, and then...
That's what they want you to do.
I may.
That's what happens.
I may actually try to middle this game and take the under 7 first five.
I will. Nice little 4-2 game. I will rarely.
And then the over 12 for the game.
I'll rarely bet the over in baseball.
I think I'm going to middle it.
Yeah, that is a weird one. I'm sorry. I'm confused. Give me it one more time.
I think I'm going to take the under 7
okay,
for first the first five, over 12 for the game.
Nice.
How about this one last night? Blue Jays first inning, Yankees rest of the game.
Well, you took the Blue Jays first inning?
Yeah.
Yankees rest of the game?
Yeah.
How'd it work out?
Beautiful.
It worked?
Beautiful.
I'm going to start doing more first inning bets.
The Blue Jays stink, but for whatever reason, their first inning statistics are off the charts.
And that's why you listen to this show.
That is. Good poll there, Dump.
He's been watching all that TSN. I'm sure TSN has that fucking stat up all the time about the Blue Jays. All right, so that's baseball. Gorm's WNBA tonight?
I do. There are 2 games on the docket. Let me know when you want some info on them.
Now.
All right, good. The Minnesota Lynx on the road at the Indiana Fever right here in our backyard. The Indiana Fever had a tough road trip come to a slow, slow end.
Okay.
Canceled flights, overnights in airports, not being able to get out of cities, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
Jumping
yada,
right back in and hosting the Minnesota Lynx, who are hot right now. And, of course, Gump, you and I have talked about Nafisa Collier and how she can dominate. Odyssey Sims is on that same, and Todd's favorite, Sylvia Foles. This line started at 2.5, Minnesota Lynx -2.5. So someone is hopping on the Indiana Fever thinking that they're pissed off and ready to play some basketball at home. I'm flipping to the other side. Minnesota's playing hot right now.
I'm with you.
These guys, you know.
I like the Lynx. I like the mascot. Sausage is my favorite food.
There it
I'm
is.
Going with the Lynx.
Minus the 1 point against the Indiana Fever and also in the nightcap, Seattle.
Hold on. Before you go to the nightcap. The Lynx, I believe the Minnesota Lynx is like a cat.
Oh, it's not Sausage Lynx?
No, it's a bigger box.
A WNBA team isn't named after food.
Yes,
is
that's
that what
true.
We're saying?
Especially a dick-shaped food.
Is that what Lynx. We're saying?
Well, then I like the Fever. Fuck it.
Okay.
No sausage.
You take the cat.
All right, I've got the Minnesota Breakfast Lynx -1 against the Indiana Fever. And also Seattle Storm on the road at the Las Vegas Aces. Why do I like the Aces, Todd? Why? Why?
Because Ace, number one.
No, Bill Lame Beer is the head coach, and I'm a bad boy at heart that's my team. But Seattle Storm is led right now by Jewel
Don't
Lloyd.
Don't tell me you're going to pick against the Aces again.
I am. I am good. It opened at 8. It's
so
now
dumb,
at, it's now at 7, though. So the sharp money's going on Seattle. I am taking the points. Now, keep in mind, and then I'll shut up, Dan Hughes is back on the sidelines for the Seattle Storm. Todd, he had that tumor scare. Mm-hmm. Non-cancerous, but it was removed. He is now back with his
great
team.
Inside info.
Yeah, and they will be playing for him tonight. I'm taking him plus a 7 against the Aces.
Great little tidbit of knowledge there.
Todd said the Minnesota Lynx because of sausage.
I understand it because, you know, I mean, Milwaukee Brewers, you think of bratwurst and stuff like that.
Exactly. It's hysterical. It's hysterical, Todd. I'm glad you're here. When you said sausage was there, I didn't even put two and two together with the Lynx. I just thought you were like, oh, Minnesota sausage. They love fucking sausage.
I heard him, Tony. I just kept rolling.
It's the best. That's why he's the best. Does anyone else have any more WNBA?
I do not.
Does anyone have any Women's World Cup?
Ooh.
Because I do.
Ooh.
Do you guys have any?
No, but I just like to get in and out real quick in my soccer thought of the day.
Yeah, go
if
ahead.
You think France is coming up for the U.S. women on Friday, and if you think I'm not looking hard at that France team against this team that snuck out a 2-PK win yesterday,
It was dominant performance.
We already covered it.
Was it?
Yeah.
It
was.
We already laid down the stats.
Did you watch the
55% game? 55% possession.
Did you watch the game?
10 shots to 4.
Talk to you on Friday.
And if you think that country, the French.
The home country.
Yeah, the French. How do they normally do when they're the home country? I feel like they retreat normally.
Yes.
I talked to Zidane about that. Didn't he win a cup in his backyard?
Huh? No.
Before or after the headbutt to end his career?
Yeah.
How about that?
How do you think
pressure the French, they will fold. Okay. That's what the French do.
Read a book. Read a history book.
They surrender.
Au revoir.
That's fine.
Shoshana.
Yeah. You know what book I'm going to read? Cha-ching. That's what it's called. Cha-ching.
All right. Well, let me get to the World Cup.
Go ahead.
Today, can I? Can
please.
I almost went with this as my best bet, okay? Excuse me. I have a little tickle in my throat today. China, Italy. Excuse me. What? Are you two okay?
I just picture you last night just kind of, let me get my arms around this Chinese women's national team just doing the research on them.
China, Italy, under 2.25, okay? And which we didn't know what the quarter bet was before.
Right.
Obviously, you had to go to the Google machine, figure that out. 2.25 when you bet it in soccer is actually two bets. So you're actually taking under 2 and under 2.5, which I like a lot. I'm a big fan of this.
Another kind of a middle.
Yeah, you're middling it there. So I'm going China, Italy, under 2.25. China's scores in the group stage, okay? 1-0, 1-0, 0-0.
Ooh, I like that. Good pull.
Not a lot of goals scored there. No. Italy, the only team that they played that has any talent at all, Brazil, Italy lost 1-0. Zero goals there. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for a low-scoring game. The Chinese have one of the greatest defenses, the greatest walls in the world.
So look
for a low-scoring game there. And then the second game of the day, also liking the under here. 2.25. We got Japan and the Netherlands.
Okay.
The orange machine.
Yeah, sure.
Japan, 2 goals in 3 games in the group stage, so not a lot. The Netherlands can score, but Japan, once again, another team that just kind of sits back and kamikazes itself until they score a goal.
Love of God, man.
Hey, this is history.
It's history. Obviously, you haven't read any of it.
Oh, I have.
So I like the under in both World Cup games today. You could just take that fucking straight to the bank. I'm not sure why I didn't put both of those as my best bet, because tell you what.
Do me a favor real quick.
Yeah.
Who's give me either the star player for China or the head coach?
What? All right. The coach is Wang Zimeng. And the star player is Xi Xini.
Xi Xini?
Would you like any other facts?
Oh, gosh.
The star player on Italy is Gorlami.
Yeah.
Okay. And the head coach is Mussolini.
Oh, here we go again. Jeez, fucking Mussolini.
Oh, here we go. Tony, is there anything? Is there volleyball we can play?
The Netherlands
tonight?
Star player is
Gudenstein.
Arian Robin.
Oh God.
And Japan's number one player is Hideki Matsuyama. So.
Netherlands wins that game.
Dual threat.
Netherlands is a good young squad. They beat Canada. I mean, Canada also lost to Sweden and can't hit a fucking penalty shot.
I mean, Japan can't score. Netherlands has a superior height advantage. So does, I think.
I think. What do you mean? They're going to dominate in the headers, or what? What are you talking about?
Odds are that's accurate.
You know what though? You know what though? Sweden fucking was way bigger than Canada yesterday, and it worked for them. They couldn't get a fucking ball into the box.
Swedes, a bunch of 6'5" models on that team.
Down 1-0 in extra time. There's one girl in the box trying to fucking score for Canada. I never seen anything like it.
There's two things to do in Sweden. If you're a guy, you become world's strongest man. And if you're a girl, you're either a model or a soccer player. So. Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah.
Beautiful country.
Beautiful country. Todd, you been there while you're up in Norway?
No, I haven't.
I'm sure the Norwegians are similar to the Swedes.
Yeah, beautiful women. Beautiful tall women. You're right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
That's our picks
it's
for today.
Basketball team.
Yeah. We've been on fire today. if we don't win today, I don't know if we ever will again.
Let's go.
Matsuyama better get his girls ready to play. That's all I gotta say.
We got 12 picks. 10 of them are in the cup of coffee today, Marley. Two that I left out were my over Atlanta and Cubs of 12 because I didn't realize how big that number was, but actually before I took it. And then the Indians first five for Gumpy because Todd already had his 9.5 in there. Is that cool?
Fair.
Okay. Those two picks were left out, but I will put them in the myaction.app/BrubberBets. I will put those in there so everything will be tracked. 10 teams, parlay.
Give me it.
The Washington Nationals. First five run line. Okay?
Okay.
Kansas City Royals, Cleveland Indians, under 9.5. Vanderbilt, -190. I decided to go money line. It's a parlay.
Let's go.
Let's not get greedy.
Got it.
A's, St. Louis Cardinals, under 5.
Nice.
First five. Minnesota Twins, first five plus a half.
Nice.
Milwaukee Brewers, first five money line.
Sweet.
Philadelphia Phillies, from moi. Texas Rangers, from somebody else. Minnesota Lynx, -1. And the Seattle Storm plus the 7. That is a 10-team parlay.
Let me have it.
$5 to win $1,020.
That is, this thing's hitting, man.
$5 to win $1,020?
This thing is hitting.
I mean, what are we doing here, people?
Love this.
You know, it's good to be back. I'm glad you guys listen to the number one sports betting podcast in America. The world, I assume.
And this Canada. Time. And Canada, too, for sure.
For sure, and Canada. Probably the U.S. Virgin Islands, too, if I had to take
for
a
sure.
guess.
People for on sure. the beach love listening to this.
Could you imagine?
Not in China, though.
Hey,
China's not a fan.
I think we lost the Chinese and Japanese
fans.
Yeah,
we lost numbers a few episodes.
Our numbers are dropping?
Well, in China and Japan.
Hey, if you're
that's why I picked them today.
I'll say this. Can I throw this in? If you're listening to this show and you're in sand or near water, throw us a tweet and let us know.
Yeah.
I want to know that someone is enjoying the beautiful summer and listening to a betting show.
You know what? That's a really good idea,
Not
Jeff.
Bad, huh?
That's a really
good
idea.
Only if you're on a beach or near water.
Tweet us at BroBroBets. It's a Twitter account where we tweet things sometimes. It's a good app. You should try it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just good luck.
Is that it?
I think so.
Good luck, Todd.
I've been off a while. I can't forget how the show goes.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Tony, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.